Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. A few minutes past 1 p.m. Remember listening to this song when I was about 10 and thinking I got it?
Seven women on my mind.
Yeah, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. We've all been there, baby.
Mom and grandma and Johnson.
I didn't even know that was a real song. Like, my buddy in grade school, a guy named Chris Mondu, he would sing this.
I love that name.
Yeah. The best. He's a French guy.
I love the way you said it.
Mondu.
Chris Mondu.
He used to sing it in the back of the bus on the way to school, and we'd be like, what are you singing?
What do you think Chris Mondu is
doing? I thought it was his song. I thought it was Chris Mondu's. I don't know. I can look him up on Facebook.
What is he Mondu-ing right now?
He's a musician, though. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, I'll Facebook, I'll look up and see what's going on with Chris.
Yeah, he wrote Take It Easy. He's got to be a millionaire.
Mondu.
Yeah.
Can you isolate that sound for me? Just put on a hotkey.
Yeah.
Chris Mondu.
Hey, look, there's a picture of him with one of his kids graduating, it looks like. There you go. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I knew. I knew that was Chris's song.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm impressed you found him in 3 seconds.
I mean, it's not that hard. You open the app and you type in the guy's name.
Is he handsome?
Huh?
Is he handsome?
I don't know.
Oh, shut up. Are you one of those guys?
I don't know. I mean,
producer.
He just looks like your normal 50-year-old guy. He doesn't look
to have face blindness when it came to men.
He doesn't look good. First of all, I mean,
we're wired as humans to like recognize whatever like we've been taught that is attractive, right? This is the traditional attractive now, and we all.
I mean, he's kind
that.
Of a version of me, so doesn't have red hair. He's got a goatee. That's the only really like the difference, but like there's a lot of similarities. I have more hair, but he's taller.
Speaking of beautiful, Brad Pitt. Somebody pointed out the other day that Brad Pitt and Tim Walz are the exact same age, and I think that is that's awesome.
Yeah,
me too. He's the same age as me.
No, I mean like last
You're
thing I would 60? Even think.
I will be in a month.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's only 6 months older than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And it looks like a much bigger age difference.
Yeah. No shade to Mr. Walls because everyone ages the way they age. But when I saw him and I liked him, but I thought, but he's too old. He's got to be
right.
Like 75.
Looks like seven. Yeah. I would have guessed just looking appearances. Oh, guy's my dad's age.
Yeah.
But when you see Kamala, like she looks so young, but and probably compared to the Joe Biden, Donald Trump, it's like, wow, she's so young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1964, the year we're all born. It's not something that they're bringing 1964 back or it's cool now or something like that. So I'll ride those coattails.
Yeah, take care of that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got some stuff for you. We don't usually do a lot of stuff for you, like online, but I got my my pack of 1976 Planet of the Apes, never been opened before, trading cards.
Nice.
So me and Andre 5000 there, we opened them together and had some fun with it. Posted a picture last night. Phoebe surprised me at the game. I mean, she didn't surprise me like, I'm not going to tell Dad. Just like she was there and I was there and she didn't realize I was there. I didn't realize she was there. We took a cute picture together. That was fun last night.
Yeah, it was really
fun. Thanks again to Ben Boyd for giving us those tickets. That was really nice.
Did you hear that Andre did not say hi to our producer, Matt?
I did. In fairness, though, I didn't know Matt was back there either.
He said he kept going, Andrew, and like several
times. Well, everyone did, so, you know.
That's true. That happens to him everywhere he goes.
But then he said Andrew got up to go get a snack or something, and as he walked by, he said, Andrew.
There you go. He was on his way to get a snack.
The problem is the Cardinals' colors are white and red, so it is hard to see Matt at a Cardinals.
Yeah, but
also... Oh my God.
Yikes!
I laugh because that's me too.
He is the same shade of stark white and red.
Matt is pink. He's 6'3" and pink. I don't know how you miss him.
Well, apparently his friends were sitting with him, and he kept saying, "I know these guys." Yeah,
they're like, "Oh, damn. Sure you do, Matt."
Oh, Monduya, Chris Mondu, Chris Mondu,
Undo.
I honestly wish it were Harris Mondu. That'd be a strong
Yeah. No kidding.
Chris would be pretty good at that, I guess. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in 30 years.
I gotta tell you, your nachos you came back with were the worst nachos I've ever seen.
You're kidding. They were great. I loved them.
They were delicious. I had a bite.
You put a little bit of meat.
There was barely any cheese.
You're right. There actually wasn't enough cheese.
And there was no
it.
Meat.
That's true.
No jalapenos.
They didn't have anything. That was all they had up there. They just had the chips and the cheese. But it's okay because it was $9.
You got a bargain.
That's the problem with the serve yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a big fan of that.
Well, it wasn't. Well, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I didn't like order them. It was just they. I guess that is that the way they do it everywhere now. They just
no.
Like,
there
drop
are different
the
places where you can get them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just told.
Well, I just brought it to you.
By our friend Amy that Rachel shared nachos today.
Well, no, yesterday with
I did.
Andre.
Andre. I think you mean Andre, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, Andre so, passed so me the nachos.
You now Matt crossed the Rubicon.
Just, Matt was not just behind us, but he was reporting on us to you two. I see.
No, Rachel just
yeah,
said,
I just said I had some.
Yeah, yeah, she literally
yeah,
said
I'm,
it. Yeah.
I'm getting over my fear of sharing nachos because I want to be able to, you know, hang with the bros. And
that's
and,
step one.
And Andrew, yeah, exactly. If you can't have nachos, you
share
can't
nachos.
Be in the crew.
Shows before
bros. No, they were really good.
Did you feel skeeved? Like,
no,
eh?
I didn't because Andrew was nice enough to offer them to me like before they were too picked over. So oh. I got
yeah.
like a good
does,
always,
he, does he lick his fingers and go back in?
No.
I don't, but I always offer Rachel food first. Before I even like open the package, I'll hand it to her and say, do you want any? So I know that's the only way she'll eat any.
Like you're about did with the cheesecake.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I did.
Well, you know, you're you.
I'm clean.
let's reestablish the whole Ask DGS thing, if you will. I heard you guys do it on your show, and I have a couple things to talk about there. But once again, how people can contact us and leave messages and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yes, the new feature on the Odyssey app. If you have the Odyssey app, just open up KMOX. Then you'll see the orange Listen Live button. Right next to that is a microphone button. All you have to do is tap on that. It lets you record a message of 60 seconds or less and mm-hmm. hit send, and it comes straight to us. So yeah. it's very, very easy
I
to use.
I really like it.
It's awesome.
We don't take a lot of phone calls, and we don't do the text thing. So this is a way for you at any time during the show. Wheeler's wrong about the Cardinals. That was really funny. That was really not funny. Give an opinion, and then we're going to do a segment every day, Ask DGS, where you can just ask us whatever you want to ask us. Andrew's the arbiter of it, so he'll decide who gets through and who doesn't. But I think it's going to be really a lot of fun. I was listening to you guys this morning. I just need to listen to your show because I wouldn't have to show prep mine because you do, you do a lot of interesting things. But I loved when you rolled that out and then someone immediately texted that you have a nasty mouth.
Yeah. Which is what? An interesting way to put it.
Yes.
He goes, yeah. Chris has a nasty mouth.
He calls all of his friends liars.
I know.
Do I?
I was like, honestly, that wouldn't have been of like top 10 things that you call people.
I don't think I ever
liars.
Call you a liar.
Liar would not have been there.
That's so funny.
I love too because Amy goes, well, you call me a lot of things. And he said, you need to shut up. And she's like, you can't say that. And he goes, sometimes people just need to shut up.
He says shut up a lot. And he's like, well, sometimes people just need to shut up.
And then I went on to say that people get really offended when you tell them to relax. So then what do you do when they need to relax?
And he said, this is what he says. He goes, well, maybe you just do really do need to relax. And I said, that's why he's single.
That's interesting, though. What if you have a friend who really does need to relax?
What do you do about that? Yeah. Just let him go off?
You got to work yes. around it.
How?
You don't just say, hey, buddy, relax.
So then what do you say?
You talk yeah. about things that might distract them from what they're not relaxed
what
about.
What are you supposed to Chris Mondu?
I don't know. Sing him a song.
Chris Mondu.
You can sing him a song if you want him to relax.
How do you spell Mondu?
I'm bored today. I don't know what to Chris Mondu.
M-O-N-D-O-U-X.
Oh, oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
he's going to hear this, too. Right, he won't hear this. But if he
Let's
does...
Let's trash him, then.
Yeah,
don't trash
like
him. He's
is
a good
he in
guy.
Michigan?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay. Actually, I think he's in Michigan. I don't know. Maybe he's not.
No, we're huge in Michigan. You kidding me?
Yeah. Like
you
I said, I haven't
us.
Talked to him in a long time,
I
man.
Like,
I don't know where he
I
lives.
Like the fact that what would Chris Mon do is an unfinished sentence. Wait, what?
Put that on a bracelet.
Yeah,
WWCM.
My people new says, I Ching.
What does that mean? What would Chris Mon do? You're missing a letter.
And act like they're the dumb one for not knowing.
Like, how do you not know this?
We have another listener voice message if you'd like to hear it.
I love it.
Hey, from the east side, this is a shout out to the DGS. I was watching a Daily Show segment yesterday, and one host was explaining to another the different types of white guys. And he said one type was the type that would say, "Let's go."
Yeah,
I thought of you, Wheels.
Yeah,
so that's for you.
That's definitely a type.
I mean,
white
I'm
guy.
Definitely that type.
He's that. He is the type.
Maybe the prototype.
Yes.
You were the first person I heard say that.
You know, and I never did until like I don't know, like 3 years ago. 14-year-old players were all doing it, and I started making fun of them doing it, and now I do it. And I don't do it ironically anymore. That's, I used to do it ironically, yeah. Like to mock them. Yeah. Like, okay, let's go. And now I do it.
Do you get most of your behavioral cues from 14-year-olds?
No, but I do get a lot of them from just like being around and watching sports. Because look at the big leagues. What do they all say after they hit a double? Guy gets to second base and he flexes. He's like, let's go.
Do you get that's most true. Of your cues from 14-year-olds? No, just from being around them.
That's not what I said, Amy.
He's going to get mad. Look, I saw it happen.
Amy, why are you lying? Why are you always, you're such a liar.
She is such a, you're right.
Why
what
are you
liar.
Lying?
Look, when he gets like this, you have no idea what he's going to Chris Munn do.
He'd have my back.
Hey, Dave, I get it. Been listening to you for over 20 years. Earlier this year, I was in a car accident, and I've been working from home ever since because I can't really walk. Listening to you guys every day really makes me smile and laugh, so keep up the good work. Sorry about your mom, buddy.
Man, sorry about your accident. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a really nice voice message.
Yeah,
thank
really
you, Chris,
nice.
For that. That's really nice.
This is kind of fun because it's just a direct line where people can say nice cool. things to us, and it's like, oh, yeah. Thanks, guys,
and mean things that we delete. So,
yep. And then they're actually, I would be honest if this wasn't the case, but there hasn't been a single one that was not very. Sweet.
Hey,
they're
saving them all for Ron.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I understand now that I should not have said that, but that's.
So when Andrew and I opened up the Planet of the Apes cards, it had the gum with it from 1976. Mm. So, of course, you know, we chewed it. It was horrible. I mean, not just like bad, not just like, oh, that's bad gum. It was bad substance.
Yeah.
Like it had changed.
It had Did changed. It,
like, I can't tell if it would be rock hard or if you bit into it, it would turn into powder.
Powder. That's what I was thinking. Powder, yeah.
Yeah. One of us swallowed it.
I did. Oh,
on purpose?
No, well, it had to get out of my mouth, and I was on camera. And so there's only two options, really. So I did swallow it, and
why?
It's been every so often I can feel it kind of hit a new part of my stomach that goes, oh. Ooh, this is new, and rumbles a bit. So.
This is from the 70s.
Yeah.
I wasn't born then, so they're all like, what are these substances? We've never known
yep,
these.
It was from, the cards did appear to be from, I think it said like 26 years before I was born. I think they said 60.
And you put
76.
It
you just time traveled.
Okay, so 14 years before I was born.
Yeah, I was 12 years old.
Did you guys like consider it at all not to put it in your mouth?
No.
Honestly, I never did.
No, not me neither. Yeah, why would it be there if you're not going to put it in your mouth? You know what I mean?
Honestly, if I bought an old like pack of baseball cards with the gum like from the 80s, I would have to try and chew it.
You got to at least try it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's there. Otherwise, it's just a waste.
Have you ever eaten anything that's been canned but it's been expired?
Yes. No, because you can get botulism.
Would
right?
you eat refried beans in a can that expired 5 years ago?
No.
Probably. But I'd do the, like, you know, eye test, smell test first.
Eye test? Well,
why would you do that?
We just want to look at it. See, does it look bad? If it looks bad,
yeah,
then
but
no.
It's refried beans. It's not like.
Yeah, that's true. That's good. Well, I mean, just looking for, like, mold and things. Like, you know, things that aren't supposed to be
do
in refried beans.
Do you love refried beans or something?
If I'm hungry, I mean, it's there.
I mean, I wouldn't eat fresh refried beans.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I would, but I'd not like just, hey, Dave, here's
that was,
a can of refried beans.
The floor
beans.
Is so low for him on as long as the refried beans don't have mold.
You know, in the old days, that was its own special order at Taco Bell.
Still is.
You can still get that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Cheese on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Refried beans at Taco Bell.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Pinto and cheese.
Yeah.
I would eat that.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
it's
good.
Yeah,
beans.
It's really good. They had their sauce on there.
I got it just the other night.
You did?
I did. I ordered it,
so
and
you just
I saw
to,
that.
Like, they'll just do it. It's one of those off-menu
it's
things.
Just in a little bowl.
Huh.
Yep. Ugh. Pretty good. Hey, what's the statute of limitations at laughing at a friend's misfortune?
Oh.
Because I laughed at one today, and they're in this room.
4 seconds?
It just kind of depends on the level of that misfortune, I guess.
When Amy told the story of passing out on the mine train at Six Flags, I had such a specific visual, and I laughed in my car.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, it's hilarious. It's so pathetic.
So, Kevin, do you know what the mine train is?
I mean, it's like a kid's ride, right?
Kind of.
No, it's a grown up.
Is it the first level up?
Yes.
From the kids to the real ones?
If you, the first time you step out of the Bugs Bunny land into the real world.
The mine ride is always that at every theme park everywhere in the world.
Yeah. If you are afraid of roller coasters.
Right.
The first one you go to is that one.
Right, right, right.
That will get you on a free
ride at Six Flags is for kids, right?
There's
no grown-up rides.
It was the turn.
No, that's not true.
It was
the G-Force.
You're
not even going as fast as you go in your car.
But I'm telling you, you go down into the tunnel, and then you drop suddenly, so you're a little taken aback.
Did you say, oh my, right before you passed out?
By the hill, so my oxygen levels probably were a little low, and then we turned left, and I was like,
my oxygen levels were low.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Like the sensation?
Oh, 100%. It was the last roller coaster I ever went on.
Wow.
Nobody has ever been on the mine train and referenced G-Force.
I know. It's like you're like in a go-kart.
You went to the doctor?
No, I did. I did because I pass out pretty easily. So
it's only got a lap
went to
bar.
The doctor for that. I know.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a seatbelt.
First
of all,
though,
bar.
Doesn't Screaming Eagle only has a bar? And that thing's scary. I've never been on it.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Rach, picture a 10 or 11-year-old Dave in his room by himself, door shut, headphones on, playing my one drum, dunk, 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 to Witchy Woman until it got too scary because it's about a witch. And then I would throw my headphones off and I'd go running out. My mom and I'm just like, Love Boat, you guys watch Love Boat having some ice cream? That's great. They're like, what's wrong with you? You seem scared. I'm like, listen to the Eagles. I'm not scared of anything.
I've never listened to the lyrics. Is there a part of the song where it turns scarier?
Look, refried beans.
Wow.
Hey, no, it's just scary.
Yeah, it's just
I don't know. Maybe, like, if you make it through a certain part, I didn't know if there changes, if the story shifts. It's like something terrible happens.
Yeah, just a spooky tune.
Just the buildup.
Yeah.
You think Chris Mondew would ask a question like that?
No.
He probably knows all the words to
Chris
Mondew.
He probably does. He's a musician.
Yeah.
Plays the bass.
Hall & Oates, I always thought Maneater was a little scary. I was always a little scared of that song.
I can't believe I'm laughing because I just said that I was afraid of an Eagle song. I'm like, Maneater, what a wuss.
I think I thought she was like a cannibal. I was like, well, this song is kind of weird.
No, Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles. I didn't even know it had lyrics. Like, what did it? Ho, 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 ho. It's like, ah! Who knew rock and roll was so terrifying?
I know.
Any songs ever scare you?
No.
I was afraid of the Thriller video, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm still afraid of that. Yeah, that was
the long form video. The one that's like, I don't know, 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That was such a big deal when it first
came
out.
Oh, my God. I watched the making of, I finally got used to it, the making of Thriller video you can rent at the store. I don't know how many times I watched that.
I think that was the first VCR tape we ever owned. Because my dad bought the big camera and then the VCR. You know, like the big, it was the size of like a, I don't know, like a giant, like a stove almost, or like the size of a microwave. Yeah. And that was, he bought that video, the video with the making of the video.
Yes.
It's an interesting purchase for a dad.
My dad loved
he
Michael
was very
Jackson
progressive.
Now. Yeah. He's like the music guy. He likes dancing around and stuff.
But dude, when he when he turned into that werewolf,
yeah,
yeah,
Who knew that was the most frightening he would ever get, you know?
Well, there's an argument to be made. My dad with the VCR was like watching him try to get these astronauts down from Starlink. It was just bad.
I mean, we got such a warning about that thing.
Oh, like, I bet.
At first, we weren't allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
It was only if you want to put something on, you come ask me. Otherwise, you don't touch it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I don't know, it seemed like it was probably $8,000 or something stupid like that.
Yeah, we were the last family to get cable because my mom and dad evidently thought it was all porn. Yeah, I remember cable. I remember Pong. Eddie O'Neill got Pong, and it was just like, you got to be kidding me. This is incredible.
And then in television came with color.
Yes.
In video games with color.
Yes.
Red and blue, but color nonetheless.
Yeah, the first naked woman I ever saw was his dad, I guess, had one of those candles with crystals on the outside. Usually they're like Mother Mary or something, but these had naked women.
Oh,
and he stole it, went into his room with me and him and about three other guys, turned the lights down, lit it, and turned it around slowly.
It's like your own stag film.
Oh, it was like being in the mafia.
You guys are like, nobody talks about this.
And nothing was where I thought it was supposed to be, so.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was exactly. Like, I was looking at it more forensically.
Yes, yes. This is not what I suspected.
You're like Sherlock, like, oh.
It's like first day of med school. I'm like, so that's where those are. Didn't think that would be the case. Remember he heard someone moving in the rest of the house and he blew it out. I'm like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, the sheer panic.
Oh my God, the panic. Where's my candle?
Well, I found the candle under his bed. You've been looking for it. I found it.
I have a sports question for you, Wheels.
Okay.
You were talking today about the basketball team and how we just don't lose for the Olympics and the Dream Team. Would the Dream Team beat this year's team?
Yeah, I mean, like, not if they were put into a time machine and traveled forward, because they wouldn't be as physically big, fast, and strong. But, like, level to level, yeah, those are the greatest players of all time. These are a lot of the best players now, and some of them are the best players of all time.
So what if it was a time travel thing? What if it was Bird and Magic from that era, from 92, whatever it was?
I would always bet on the modern athletes, and assuming that the talent levels are similar, which they are. I mean, like LeBron and Kevin Durant, those are Hall of Fame players. Those are all-time greats. So I would always bet on because the guys now are bigger, faster, stronger, taller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, KD's 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah, and the 6'9" guys can shoot.
Yeah.
6'9" and taller, they can shoot.
So it's not that they're better. It's just it's modern times. It's like sprinters are faster now than they were. Like, what was it? What was the Carl Lewis thing you pointed out yesterday?
Yeah, Carl Lewis won the 1984 100 meters with the same time that the last place guy this year.
I think Mason Jar showed me that yesterday. Yeah, I totally forgot about that till you brought that up. That's, I mean, it's stunning.
Yeah,
yeah, really. And that's the difference between any previous generation and a modern generation athlete. If those previous guys, if Carl Lewis came up now, he'd still be a gold medalist.
Yeah.
He would just have the advancements of all the training and the knowledge and things that he didn't have in his time. I mean, and I feel the same way. Like, you bring up Larry Bird and Michael Jordan now. They're different players, but they fit the modern game because they would come up in the modern
game. But would a Stan Musial, like he was in the 50s and 60s, if time traveled here, would he be a big leaguer? Would he be an all-star?
So a guy like that would have the skills where you're like the bat to ball skills, for example, where you'd be a big leaguer for sure.
He'd adapt.
The question would be, well, that's true. And if he came up now, he would be Mike Trout. You know, I mean, he would be that guy. But there are skills that translate.
Even in the Ricky Horton era, they told him not to lift weights.
Right. Right. Yeah. So he would, you know, if you would see him at age 25 and you put him on the field, he would not look like these guys physically. He might look like some of them, but like he's just more. They're more normal dudes back then.
Yeah.
Some were big guys, but they weren't like big. They weren't Aaron Judges. There was no 6'8", 270-pound, you know, chiseled outfielders playing center field, no less, hitting, you know, 46, 45, 40, 50, 60 home runs a year.
Remember when reliever Adam Ottavino, after he left the Cardinals, I think he was with the Yankees when he said it, that he could strike out Babe Ruth like every time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Or was it, maybe it was Florida or whatever he was with.
Yeah.
The Marlins.
Yeah,
but he did say that.
It was Ottavino that said it. I mean, again, if you time traveled, yeah, I mean, those guys back then didn't see things that look like what things look like now. And by the way, you know, if you were to take a guy now and then stick him in the time machine and say, hey, you're going to ride trains for 14 hours and you're not going to get any practice, right, and you don't have any video, they would struggle with some of that too, but they would still have the physical advantage of coming up with all the knowledge that's been accumulated,
yeah,
since Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Both baseball knowledge and strength and conditioning type stuff.
You could take one of those guys and go, here, you're not going to make money. You'll have no money. You're going to eat cheese sandwiches and smoke cigarettes. Now go play. They would probably bring their performance.
Come into
down
the next day hungover a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, they still sometimes do that.
Yeah, definitely. But
that's not
your right fielder is a 50-year-old alcoholic.
Right. I mean, like you look at some of those pictures from back in the day. The guys that are 25 look now like somebody who's 45 because they lived harder. I mean, you know, our parents looked like that. Our grandparents looked older back then than our parents do at their ages. And that stuff is you can't change that, but that's why when you're measuring performance, and this is what's great about the Olympics, it's what's great about, you know, modern records, is that you're the best of your time, and that's all you can be.
Yeah,
you can't be the best of, that's why I hate the GOAT arguments, like he's the greatest, there's no such thing. Because they don't have the same achievements in the same time against the same competition.
Yeah, it should be greatest of the generation.
Yeah, I mean, and if that's how you say we have a list of greats, okay, that's wonderful because they were the best of their time. You cannot be the best of a time that you did not participate in.
Well, we did. Speaking of the greatest, I recently watched the greatest sports movie of all time, Rookie of the Year, with Henry Roan Gardner, and there Barry Bonds was in that film, and it was pre-steroids Barry Bonds.
Skinny
and he
Barry.
Was so skinny.
Yeah.
I go, Mason Jar's son goes, is that Barry Bonds? He
kinda
looks like a pencil.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I know that, you know, steroids, everybody hates it, whatever. That run that he was on when he was huge and his head was massive, dude, that was so much fun to watch. I know that I'm in the minority on this, but going back and seeing some of that stuff, he was the guy, like every time he would come to the plate, even if there are people, runner on first, runner on second, they're walking him because they were so terrified of him. I don't know if we'll ever see that again. A guy who is that fearsome that people do not want to pitch to, bases loaded. I'll just go ahead and walk him here. That happened once.
I have a question. Last night we were sitting right by third base. Do you think third base coaches practice?
In what?
The windmill?
Practice what?
Like in their heads. Do you think that they're like balls in the corner? They got a fast runner coming
around? Yeah, definitely do. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You visualize all of it. Like you try to. Like what might happen here? Or are you talking about like sitting at home?
Yeah.
I mean, probably. You probably do because you're thinking about when you'd send them, how you'd send them, who is it? You know, who's my runner? Who's the outfielder? Where's the ball?
They have posters of great third base coaches.
I think the thing you gotta, the thing you definitely have to think about there, though, is if there are men on base, sometimes you're looking somewhere else when the pitch is thrown.
Yeah.
And you got to get your attention turned back to the plate as quickly as possible so you don't get smoked.
Mm-hmm. And do the players strictly, I mean, I know sometimes they'll run through a sign, but for the most part, do they strictly follow their instructions, you think?
You know what? This is one of my biggest professional baseball pet peeves, is watching a runner going from first to second with a ball hit to right field and them turning around to look at the ball while they're running to second. You have a third base coach. Look at him.
Yeah.
No, it's Little League stuff. It drives me crazy.
Even at 14, we do punishment run if you do that.
Yes, and all of the big leaguers should be punished like little leaguers.
Yeah, run the stairs.
Yes.
Go run the stairs. I'll be honest with you. There are times I'm stunned at things that major leaguers do, and I'm like, I see that on Sundays, you know, watching teenagers play baseball.
What do you make the kids Chris Munn do?
run pole to pole, foul pole to foul pole on the warning track.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. This is Cleveland. Just wanted to say I love listening to the Dave Glover Show.
And this is TJ. And I just want to say, Dave, you're awesome. Love your comedy. Andrew, you're the perfect amount of weird. Rachel, Razor, need I say more? Wheeler, love your energy. DGS number one.
Let's go.
Thanks, TJ.
Yeah, this is the coolest new thing we've had.
Like,
it's going to be so great until it goes bad.
Yeah. That's right. I'll take all the bad ones.
Nice. You're like Jupiter.
Yeah. I eat that stuff.
It doesn't affect you. Yeah.
No.
You're like a sin eater.
It's fuel.
Yeah.
Sin eater.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Does stuff bother you, though? Like, deep down?
Yes. No. Not deep. No. No. Like, surface level, yes.
I don't believe
it. Like, things, I get into arguments on Twitter, and it'll piss me off, and then I'm over it.
When yeah. I don't believe him, because that's literally, like, not the human condition.
I'm talking...
Like, look, the human condition is to be bothered by things deep in your core.
Yeah.
Much more than they bother you on the surface.
I mean, I don't have a soul, so...
And it's just like, I just refuse... He's deflecting, but Amy. I just refuse to believe...
The joke.
When he says, like... Nothing bothers me. I don't buy it, man. Like, it's okay to have it bother you. I know you don't think so, because that's how you were raised, I think.
Yeah.
But it's okay to feel.
Yeah, I agree.
If it makes you feel better.
I just don't.
I'm bothered by everything.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. I think there is a balance. There are people that are bothered by everything and people that are bothered by almost nothing.
Amy is the sin now, regurgitator.
If you say, if somebody.
Wait, what did he say?
Said you're the sin regurgitator as opposed to the sin eater. You know the sin eater story?
No.
So the real thing from the Middle Ages that if you did not live a good life, there were sin eaters who would come and there was a ceremony where they'd put bread and salt on your chest and they would eat it on your deathbed and they would be taking on your sin.
Right.
And they would pay them to do this.
Right.
Low-key blasphemous.
So, not even low-key.
It was the Middle Ages. Hey, look, back then, they were still charging for favors from God, so. Here, give us money. We'll forgive you.
But if you didn't believe.
Right.
Like, pretty good scam.
Right.
Right?
I mean, that I'm sure the sin eaters were people that were not believers. Like, man, I'll just make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Be like me.
Really good movie called The Order with Heath Ledger about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah,
really
good movie.
Really scary.
Yep.
Wow.
But yeah, that was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that on my list.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
In case the you order. Ever get fired from radio.
Yeah. That's my new job.
I mean,
give me some salt and bread.
If it pays, whatever.
Yeah.
Chris, your resume
I walk around and eat bread.
Your
that's
resume
fine.
Is very impressive, but it says from 2024 to 2030, you were a sin eater?
Yes. Yeah.
Really, it was just bread and salt, but I told people it was their sin and, you know, didn't feel better.
This movie, it says, has a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's a travesty.
That's not correct.
Is that the lowest number ever?
It is really good.
No, the Borderlands movie had a 0 until
But it was only
today.
Like 10 reviews, though.
Now it has a 4.
Yeah.
Do you like the Borderlands movie?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it's been released yet.
Oh.
Into theater.
Yeah, it is not. It's not out yet. It looks ridiculous. It's based on a video game. Cate Blanchett somehow is in it, but the movie, I saw the trailer when I was at, Twisters or something. It was stupid looking.